Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Daniel Holloway.
And I'm Allison Stewart. So, Daniel, we're going to abuse you a little bit while you're here.
Fantastic.
You're looking forward to this. You're going to do an interview with a professor about Godzilla and the historical metaphor.
That doesn't sound like abuse.
No, but after that, I want to pick your brain about the Cloverfield movie. We're going to make a transition to talk about J.J. Abrams' new movie. This one, the trailer was released earlier in May, and then the official trailer was released, and I've been obsessed with it, so I'm going to dig for dirt.
That doesn't sound like abuse either.
That doesn't scare you?
No.
All right, I'll work on some more abusive language while Rachel Martin gives us the news.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. The results are in New Hampshire, and the word of the day is comeback. After a disappointing third-place finish in the Iowa caucuses last week, Hillary Clinton won the Democratic presidential primary in New Hampshire yesterday, defeating Senator Barack Obama and resurrecting her bid for the White House. And in the GOP camp, Senator John McCain beat his rivals and nationwide low poll numbers to come out on top in New Hampshire. It was a nostalgic win for McCain, who won the New Hampshire primary in the 2000 presidential race. This time around, McCain won a lot of independent voters to defeat former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Here's what McCain told his supporters last night.
I'm past the age when I can claim the noun kid, no matter what adjective precedes it. But tonight, we sure showed them what a comeback looks like.
It was a bitter blow for Romney, who spent millions of dollars of his own money in hopes of winning the kickoff Iowa caucuses and the first primary in New Hampshire. And he finished second in both. Even so, the businessman-turned-politician said he would meet McCain next week in the Michigan primary. And thus it continues. And maybe it was because the races were so close on both sides. Maybe it's the media hype. Maybe it was the unseasonably warm weather. Whatever it was, voters in New Hampshire turned up at the polls in record numbers. According to initial estimates, about 500,000 people went to the ballot box yesterday to cast their votes in the nation's first primary. That's about 48% of the voting age population in New Hampshire. And that number breaks the previous record set in 2000, when 430,000 people voted in that primary. Voting officials in several towns briefly ran out of ballots and had to substitute unused absentee ballots or photocopied ballots to meet demand. And fighting for every single vote is serious business and a contentious political issue. At the forefront is a case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court today over a law that requires voters to hand over photo ID before they can vote. The strictest voter ID law in the country is in Indiana, which passed it in 2005 as a way to deter voter fraud. 23 other states have passed similar laws. Since the fateful 2000 election, Republicans in many states have pushed for voter ID laws to stave off voter fraud. Democrats challenging the law say it's political. They say it's supposed to prevent fraud, but really it ends up discouraging elderly, poor, and minority voters, those voters most likely to lack proper ID and those who tend to vote for Democrats. Today's case should be decided by June in time for the 08 general election. That's the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Daniel.